Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation, right? You can't be part of the solution unless you're part of the conversation. And you have to get the information you need to make the proper decisions, right? And that's why I always tell you, wait. You know, we don't jump on anything around here. We wait to get the information and we talk about it. It's the best way to do it. Anyway, again, I say 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and push. You know, I'm done with waiting. I'm done with waiting. You guys, you're out there. You're out with people. You're out with your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones. Let them know. Don't be afraid. I mean, again, we're talking about holiday. Oh, you're worried you want to bring up politics. You don't have to. But when somebody says something that you know is 180 degrees from the truth, why do you let it fester? I don't understand. You're all about truth and the right way of doing things and doing the right and blah, 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 blah. Don't be afraid. Tell them how you feel. Tell them what the truth is. I'm talking about families, friends, loved ones, unloved ones, whatever. Because it's really, truly the only way you're going to win. I should say it that way. I should say, it's the only way we're going to win. It's the only way we're going to make a difference. Again, I say 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You want to start off on a light note? Really? Seriously? I'm sure Zoe's going to be totally excited when he hears about this. But today, December 14th, 1977, Saturday Night Fever debuted. And I don't know, you want to say it kicked off, solidified, whatever the disco era? I think it was already around before then. And, to see John Travolta in that silk shirt. And those bell-bottom polyester pants, I don't even know where to go with that. I'm going to ask Zoe about that because I'm sure he's much more into that whole, that whole scene with how you look and the pants and the shoes and all that stuff, you know? Anyway, San Francisco says today, I know we're all waiting for Hunter Biden's, for me to come up with the Hunter Biden stuff. Just hang tight. San Francisco surpasses the highest number of overdoses ever recorded in the city's history. I'm shocked, I tell you. I can't. With everything they've done to help and to curb drug use, you have to sit there and scratch your head and go, man, what happened? San Francisco Office of the Chief Medical Examiner today showed in his latest report that the city had the most accidental drug overdose. Accidental. When they're sitting there shooting up like crazy. And you're letting them do it. And they chose to do it. It's a problem, isn't it? Now, the report police released on their website shows the city had 752 accidental overdoses recorded during the first 11 months of 2023. It's the highest number recorded the entire year of 2020. With a little more than 2 weeks left in 2023, the number of accidental overdoses is expected to rise. Of course it will. They're dying in the streets. You're seeing video of them dying. Right? And? Hello? Come on, really? You look at this, you got to say, are you guys going to do anything to stop it, to help it? Get the people you need out there. Open the jails up again and maybe make a special area to help these people out. Get them in there so you can keep an eye on them. Get them in there so they don't get the drugs. Get them in there so you can get them the medical help that they need. What's the problem? I mean, we're close to over 100 more deaths, accidental overdoses. Right? Now, I love this one. So how many men, women, and so forth? Well, there were 623 men, Joe, that died from accidental overdoses, 127 women, and the rest were non-binary because we didn't know what they were. I mean, don't you find it interesting? Oh, by the way, yeah, it's okay. These deaths are okay because the majority of them were white folks. Yeah, the report showed that 283 of the people who overdosed were white, 233 were black, 140 were, look at, they got Latinx in here. This is a Fox News report. Really? Even the Latino community doesn't want that term. They don't want that word. But see, you white folks are so smart. Right? You academics are so smart. You know better than that community how and what they should be called. I just find it, you don't even know how I find that. It's hilarious. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. You know who's up next, right? Alfonso Rachel, the guy we lovingly refer to as Zoe. And, man, I tell you, he's got a lot of stuff going on, too. You got to get in touch. You really got to connect with him. I am tired of us not supporting the people who support us. Really am. It drives me, well, yeah, not a long drive, but it drives me out of my mind. Anyway, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Alfonso Rachel when we return.
Have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Thomas here. You know something? If the electronics ever worked exactly right, all night long, I would leave my guest alone and I would go buy me a lottery ticket. That's what I would do. You know, that's how crazy you get sometimes. Anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, yeah, you got to love the guy. Alfonso Rachel joins us as he does every week. Always love his perspective on thing, and we lovingly refer to him as Zoe. He is the host of the Zopian Den, the Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study, the Zoloft, and just an all-around good guy.
Yeah,
maybe. Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. What are you doing on this show? Well, that's right. Yeah, if I'm here.
You're trying to help me, man. You're trying to help me see the light.
Just turn it on. It's easy. Then we can move on.
Okay, there you go. Now, this is coming from a guy who is constantly at war with technology. It's like, you mean there's a light switch? You always remind me of that guy. What's that episode of The Twilight Zone? He's at war with machines. Like, the machines hate me.
Oh, God. Yeah, you know, I used to watch that all the time. There's just so many reruns on now. I just know them all. I know every word to every one of the episodes I've seen, you know?
Pretty much, right? It's like, yeah. I always caught the marathon when they did them on a, well, it was, you know, like MTV.
Oh, yeah, the holiday weekends. Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, right?
Man, heck with White Christmas. Let's just jump right into the Twilight Zone. Nothing
White
says,
Christmas.
Nothing speaks to the birth of Christ like, you know, alien videos. Let me tell you. All right, here's one that should excite you, although you're not as old as I am. Do you know what today is? December 14th, 1977, the movie. I wish I could do what was his name? Casey Kasem. I wish I could do a, you know, his kind of voice. But today, December 14th, 1977, number one on the chart was movie. Movie. Come on, come on, come on. 77.
It's 1977.
How about John Travolta? How's that for a hint?
Hey, well, you know, I was feeling the disco vibe come in, man. And you know I love disco. But I was kind of throwing off.
Well, I figured you would. You got that look about you.
Because you were like, yeah, thank you, right? Let me get that. Oh, wait, there you go. There you go. You ready? You ready for that? Yeah, because when you said, guess what day it is? I'm like, is it Wednesday? Is it hump day? Hey, so, guess what day it is? Right. Wow. I thought that's where you're going with it. So,
now, did it kick off? I mean, seriously, it didn't kick off disco. It kind of solidified disco, didn't it?
Yeah, that's right, man. Because I mean, disco was just a hot enough thing to make a movie about.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That was. Come on, that's bad.
Hey, disco, man, is a genre that I deeply dig.
You know, you look back on that today, or I look back on it, and I'm thinking, wow, look at them polyester pants, Sears hip hugger polyester pants with a silk shirt on, right? And you have to have just enough chest hair to come out of the top of it, but you don't want to overflow, right? Am I wrong here? Come on, ladies.
right on, man. You know, it has to be like enough chest hair to envelop and border, you know, to make a compliment border to the medallion that you wear, right? Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, being the man that I was, my medallion always got caught in my hair, so that was painful. And there's a vision for you right there, right?
Yeah, that'll keep you awake, a little yank of the chest hair.
It should. Don't mess with the hair, man. Don't hit me in the hair. Oh, God. There's some great lines in that movie. But the problem was I could never get past the looking at him as, you know, Vinnie Barbarino in Welcome Back, Kata. You know, that's who I saw dancing on the floor. It's like, God, you ruined it. Why are the Italian guys always the...
Rub your nose with a rubber hose.
Oh, God. You can't you can't come off as being tough when you're saying stuff like that in a sitcom. You know what I mean? Just craziness. Anyhow. Yeah, that was weird. I mean, that thing, every disco in town after that movie was kind of jam-packed. And with the $5 cover charge, cash only, you made a lot of millionaires that day, didn't they?
Yeah. Hey, that's right, man. Disco is...
That was it.
It was the jam. It's still the jam for me. I love disco.
A whole resurgence of sex, drugs, and almost rock and roll, right? And disco. But I'm sure because, you know, you're a very busy guy, and I want to make sure I can get you up to date. And yesterday was also an extremely important day for back in 1989 when we had Taylor Swift was born.
Oh.
And, you know, without her, I'm sure we'd be missing something. I just don't know what.
You know, and it's funny that you would say that, man, because, I mean, I guess maybe in 1989 was the time that she was born, something happened in the universe, because I even went back, speaking of something missing, I went back to look for, like, my yearbook from 1989, and it is nowhere to be found.
Wow.
I don't know, just had a hanger. It's like, man, what was going on in 1989? I don't know, just for some reason, I just wanted to do a search of it. And I went to, like alumni pages or yearbook pages and stuff like that. And that book is gone. 1989, gone.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know. Did we do this back in the 70s? Did we give so much honor and discussion to celebrities? I'm not saying we didn't, but I'm trying to figure out if we did.
Sure, we did.
You weren't around.
Yeah.
What do you know?
Teen heartthrobs and stuff like that. Teen beat.
Oh, yeah, but it was, I don't know, was it as all-consuming as they are today? I mean, you put posters on your ceiling, on your wall, that was it. I think, I don't know if I had a Farrah Fawcett one. I don't think my mom would let me.
You went crazy with what was available to you.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how that was. It's like, I mean, I guess now, you know, I need a poster. You can scroll and just look at all the pictures you want on the phone.
See?
There you go. But I mean, it was at the time, it was posters and it was magazines and stuff like that. Or if you can go see them in concert and crawl all over each other screaming like, you know, bloody murder because you saw a celebrity. I mean, that's how it was back then. Yeah.
Well, no, what I really like, you know, too, again, I don't, you know, these young kids now don't have to go to 7-Eleven and sneak behind the counter or pull those little things down on the magazine so they can see everything, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, God. See, those were the days you had to fight for everything.
Yeah. I think we appreciate, you know, maybe appreciated it more, man. But, I mean, maybe that is the kind of stuff that we made, you know, our generation made it more available to this generation where it's just like a lot of them, I guess a lot of the magic, if I could use that word, a lot of magic is gone.
Magic? Aren't you a Christian? There's all those things, magic.
I am.
Don't you know that?
I hear you. That's why I said magic for lack of a better word. You know, I don't want to be too privileged with that word.
If you and I were in Boston, you would have been invited to the mayor's party, but I wouldn't have been able to go, even though I was your plus one. I don't know if you heard about this. But apparently the Boston mayor, an email slipped out that she was having a elected leaders of color day. No whites allowed. And we'll hit this more on the other. Isn't she white technically? She's Asian. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Biden administration is urging Israel to increase precision in its Gaza attacks, according to National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby.
Efforts Israel is now undertaking to be more surgical in their targeting and efforts that they are taking to help increase the flow of aid.
U.S. officials are advocating for more humanitarian pauses to facilitate hostage release by Hamas and enhance aid delivery to Gaza. A significant storm is moving up the East Coast with heavy rain and strong winds, causing some flooding and
downed trees and wires and unseasonably warm temps Sunday into Monday. While weather can change at a moment's notice, it looks like the track of the storm will be from the Chesapeake Bay area to the southern New England area. U.S. Army Sergeant Macy O'Hay just made history by becoming the first active duty female to pass the Army's sniper school. That's the latest. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. It's really the only way. If you get into the conversation, if you get the information, true information that you need, you can win. If you start spewing that garbage that comes across your screen, and you think it's gospel truth and it's not gospel truth, you just make the rest of us, you really just make the rest of us look like fools. It's not cool. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation. Let me bring him back on. Alfonso Rachel joins us as he does every week. Always appreciate his time with us as well. We love when we refer to him as Zoe. He is the host of the Zopian Den, anti-fuddy-duddy Bible study, the Zoloft, and great music that you can find where?
At bronzeserpentmedia.com, man.
Bronze Serpent Media, and if you need help spelling that, you're on your own. I don't know what to tell you. Anyhow,
you can learn how to spell it in the Bible.
Well, they could if they had a Bible. Anyway, God. So we're at it again, Boston. I mean, gotta think about something here, Boston, New York. This is where it all started. This is where the freedom started, the freedom of speech, all of that. And it's becoming the most regressive places on the planet. So now Boston City Hall announced a holiday party for elected leaders the other day. They left something out. White folks. That's right. It's only for electeds of color. And the white folks need not show up. And now, Mayor Michelle Wu, she's an Asian American. And she wanted the party to be exclusively for electeds of colors. Why, though? What does this do to lift anybody up? What does this do to... What about all that? I'm so confused, though. I mean, inclusion, inclusiveness, equity, equality, bringing... I just don't know what to do.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, man, they're always backwards and dyslexic about everything. They are operating at the behest of the apartheid party known as the Democrats. This is what Democrats always wanted, Joe. You know, it's Democrats are sitting back and acting like, you know, other people are racist and that they're wanting to be all inclusive and whatnot. Man, they have learned how to use the spellbinding language to promote the narrative that they always wanted. You know, Democrats always wanted segregation. You know, they always wanted.
They need to have it, right?
They got to have it. They have to have it. That's and not only, but now it's not a point of segregating per se. It's playing the narrative, you know, divide and conquer. And they've got people where they're self-segregating, they're self-dividing. Democrats are evil geniuses. Evil genius.
Wow. Well, the problem is that unfortunately, the mayor's office sent the exclusive invitation to everyone, every elected official over there. And she said, you know, she sent out an apology. I apologize for my previous email because I only meant to send to a certain group of people. I didn't mean to get caught. You know, that's really what she meant to say, or what she was sorry for, but she said, no, but we're going to have more holiday parties for everybody. There'll be a multitude of them, right? I mean, come on. We're going to have the Asian Christmas party holiday party. I don't want to get in any trouble. We'll have the Latina or probably Latinx knowing them, a holiday party and all of that. I mean, that's amazing, isn't it? She's married to a white guy, by the way.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, look at Don Lemon. You know, white people are evil, but his boyfriend or his husband or whatever is white. So,
can you imagine him standing in the door when Don Lemon gets home and he goes, "Did you really say that? Did you really say that on your show? Should I move out now?"
Probably like, "Oh, my little Huey Luton, I'm so proud of you. You tell those white people, those evil white people, now give me some sugar, Daddy."
And you're not talking about me, right? That would be the other one. I mean, they're just so self-unaware. I say that all the time, and I so much mean it. They're just so self-unaware. I do not get it.
I don't know if, they, I mean, yeah, they're self-unaware, but at the same, but, you know, these people, they're exempt. They exempt themselves from whatever it is that, World Economic Forum, telling other people they got to have bugs. Got to eat bugs and stuff like that. And you know that they're eating steak and lobster. You know, it's just a point of you guys have to live by the worldview that we want you to, and we exempt ourselves.
Yeah, it's our money, so you just got to do what we tell you to do.
And you know what, Joe? The thing about it is, man, is that all this stuff just shows me how awesome, you know, God is. You know, that's it really, just a big, bold neon light shows how awesome God is, because these people, they can't live by their own narrative. They make these standards, they make these rules and all this sort of stuff, and they can't even live by them. God himself, though, the maker of the law, period, the eternal law, God, the maker of the law, is just like, "Look, man, I would never make you guys live by a law that I myself would not, should not, and could not follow. I wouldn't do that." And to prove it, he came to us as Jesus and answered to the law on our behalf to the point of death. That is how hardcore our God is. That's why you godless heathens, man, out there, you think that I want to follow you and follow your crazy way? Uh-uh, man. I'm going to follow the full-on anti-hypocrite. You guys are a bunch of hypocrites. God, solid, man.
I'm reading here how she went on to say that many groups celebrate and come together in various ways. And it's really not about excluding. And, I mean, you talk about, she's not backpedaling. She's like triple backpedaling at breakneck speed, right? You know, instead it's about creating spaces for like-minded individuals to connect and support each other. Why would you be against that, Zoe?
Well, I mean, it sounds like she's responding to her cowardice with cowardice. Yeah, it's like it's hard to this whole sugar-coated segregation that she's doing was cowardly in the first place, and now she's having a cowardly response to it. As far as it goes, it's like, look, own up to what it is that you did. Repent from it. Don't try to make like it was something benign that you were trying to do, and now you're trying to skirt away from it with some other posturing of being benign. Crap.
Wow. You know, somebody said because of critical race theory, now there'll be no white Christmas in Boston.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. How long, man, that's been for, I don't know how that's been for like the past, as long as I can remember, man, is like people talk about white Christmas racist. You know, I remember when the whole race narrative of like, you know, you couldn't play pool without thinking about racism. Yeah, pool is racist. You got the white ball that's being used to knock all the color balls back into the head. It's like I remember this is going on since like.
Come on.
Back in the 70s.
They got to go digging. It gets so ridiculous. They actually have to go digging for all this stuff.
Yeah.
You know? And if it doesn't quite come together, we'll use some gobbledygook language to make it come together, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's, oh, man. All the politically correct race narrative buzzwords and code words, you know, it's like accusing people of code words and making up code words yourself and all that sort of stuff, whether it's racism or gender. It's all of it is... All of it is incantations, Joe. It's all incantations to keep us spellbound to this sorcery called the race narrative.
Well, Bloomberg is reporting that American medical schools are confronting their first major challenge since the U.S. Supreme Court's June decision to outlaw race-based college admissions. So they're trying to figure out how to get more black folks into the school because, you know, they can't use it. They can't use, what was it, affirmative action to bring them in kind of thing. So they're suffering through or trying to figure it out, you know, how to go through with it. They said that because practicing physicians in the U.S. that were black even before the ruling only make up about 14% of the overall population. We have a disparity there, and we need to find a way to get more black people into the school. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, don't you have like a test? And don't they have to pass the test to get into the school? I mean, I'm not the smartest guy in the room. I don't get it. But how did affirmative action help you? They don't give you an answer here.
Yeah. That answer may take a little bit, man. I might be up against the clock before I can pull that one off.
Well, yeah, but I mean, we've got this much. It's only 14% of the population is black, you know, in the school. You're going, okay, but does that mean like you stop at 14% and throw the rest of the applications away? Do you have more blacks applying? Are you? We'll talk about this the other side of the break. This is one of those things where you just want to look at them and go, do you hear yourself? Be back in a few minutes. Don't go.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart a birth certificate, and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5563, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation. Let me just bring him back on. Always appreciate his time with me. Alfonso Rachel, we lovingly refer to him as Zoe. You can find him at Broad Serpent Media. See, I got that one. I don't want to tell him how to spell it, but I got that one. Broad Serpent Media. Got great music there. Zoloft, Zopi, they got connections to all of that there, right? Zopi and Den, Zoloft, the anti-fuddy-duddy Bible study.
That is,
you know, we're on radio.
Sir.
Nodding your head doesn't help.
I'm putting out those telepathy vibes, man.
Oh, there you go. Okay, they'll get your way. We'll just get quiet again there for a second. don't
you
love it?
You don't see anything peeking on the meters when I do that?
No, yeah. No, not even a marble sound. Nothing. You know.
Nothing.
God bless the. So we were talking about how one medical college in particular feels like they don't have enough black doctors in there and looking for ways to kind of skirt around the affirmative action program to bring in more black. It's funny because one of the lines, they talk about bringing in more black males, and then they go bringing in more black people. So somebody once said, hey, can't do that. Got to have all peoples. But again, I say, well, what am I missing here? It's kind of like, If you want to be a doctor, and this is a hospital maybe known in the past, known for the affirmative action stuff, I mean, why wouldn't you apply? If you really felt like you had it, Why wouldn't you apply for this? I'm missing something here. Help me.
If these folks, if they want more black doctors, maybe they should stop giving degrees to white doctors who are taking their expertise and going into these neighborhoods and aborting black babies before they could ever get an education. How about stopping doing that? You'd see a lot more black doctors if y'all would stop doing that. In the neighborhoods that they're in, you've got a prison industrial complex overseen by the Democrat Party. You got legions of liberal lawyers and activist judges. When people talk about, you know, systemic racism, well, you got these people who are putting black folks in prison and keeping them in a state of arrested development where they're so insecure about race and they're so insecure about education and all that sort of stuff. They don't want to get an education. When they go to school, they're made to feel like there's something wrong with them for being black in the first place. And they're made to feel like there's something wrong for needing special treatment. But at the same time, they're made to believe that they deserve special treatment and special accommodations because of this handicap of being black. So you can't even go to school to be educated in the first place. You got to go to school to be indoctrinated. That's if you even get to make the school if you weren't aborted first or taken to prison by the union revenue collecting arm for the Democrat Party known as the cops. So when you have all that sort of stuff working against black folks engineered by the Democrat Party, then they want to sit back and play dumb like, gee, it's a darn shame that we don't see more black medical professionals. Whatever.
Well, I just find all this amazing. And again, I know that sometimes I'm too simplistic about this stuff. It's like, get up there, do the right job. You'll have guys like me. You know, it's funny because if somebody like me steps in a lot of times, it's like, what are you, my? You think you're my white savior? It's like, no, actually, I don't. I just think I'm a human sticking up for the human. That's what I think.
Yeah.
You can't win, right?
Right, and you know, the thing is that's the Democrats for you. It's they want to act like, you know, they're the white savior. They're the real white supremacists, Joe. The Democrat Party, they're such white supremacists that they think that they're better than other white people. You know, it's like we're the bestest, we're the betterest kind of white people, you know. And so that's what you have with the Democrat Party. And you know, because Republicans don't pander to this, then Republicans are seen as racist because we don't pay this special attention to the black community. It's like, look, man, you don't need special attention. You know, we don't think that you're handicapped or anything like that, man. You don't need special attention. You're a person just like the rest of us. Get over this nonsense that the Democrats are keeping you shackled to and just live, man. Be a child of God and enjoy your rights and quit acting like something something is being oppressed upon you. Stop empowering your oppressors.
You know, one of the things they say in here, and I want you to think about the words behind the words. Parents' education plays an important role. Medical students of any race are more likely to come from households where parents have a bachelor's degree or higher. This narrows the pool for the black community.
So,
in other words, you're not educated. Black folks aren't educated. That's why the kids can't. Are these people for real?
Oh, so blacks aren't educated and we can't compete. That's what it looks like. It's like it's just so stacked up against you, and that's the way black people are made to always be made to feel, is that everything is stacked up against them and they're disenfranchised, right? That's just the constant Democrat narrative, you know, and it makes black, you know, folks think that, okay, we're this victim who've been cheated and all this other stuff, and it's like, yeah, black folks, you're right, you're absolutely right, but that's been by Democrats. Stop empowering them.
That's right. Stop voting for the people. Yeah, you know, I mean, as Joe Biden said, stop voting for the people who are going to put you back in chains. I mean, that his words, not mine.
And you know what? And it's his party that did it in the first place.
That's right.
Or at least fought to keep it legal. I mean, this was stuff was going on before the establishment of the Democrat Party. But the Democrat Party was founded to keep it going. It's like, hey, we want to keep this slave thing going. We want to keep black people in chains.
Yeah, it is amazing to me that nobody's actually paying attention to what they're saying, the actions that they're taking, the things that they're doing, because it's been, you know, it is proof positive. It is a classic form of brainwashing, but it's been done over decades. where, you know, you got to vote for us. We're the only ones that are going to take care of you. We're the only ones that are going to make sure you get a fair shake. You can't vote for them. Republicans are against you. They want you to go to work. They want you to get an education. You know, it's just crazy. It's like, wow, do you hear them?
Man, hey, Joe, what you're saying about the Democrat Party, man, this is the Democrat Party echoes this sentiment from John Wilkes Booth. John Wilkes Booth, you know, y'all remember him, the one who assassinated Abraham Lincoln? Well, John Wilkes Booth was a Democrat also, and John Wilkes Booth was saying the same flipping thing. Basically, the blacks can't survive without us. We know what's better for black folks. The Republicans are trying to destroy them. This was John Wilkes Booth's manifesto. It's like the Republicans are trying to destroy the black man. We Democrats, we know what's best for them. Yeah.
God, I got two other good ones. I mean, I love these kind of stories because, you know, you catch them pretty fast. A lot of people read over them really quick. So I'm watching this headline come by the LA, I think it was the LA Times, that Yasmin Imani McMorrin, she's a former vice mayor of Culver City, California, is now the first black woman to be elected as the city's mayor. And it was unanimous. Now you're sitting here thinking, my God, did I miss that election? Because that should have been like, you know, the big deal of the big deal. Right? And I start reading through it a little bit more, and I see, oh, so her group of city council people voted her in unanimously. Okay, so it wasn't like the public at large did it. Which, whatever, because nobody gets voted in unanimously in an open public election, right? Unless you're Vladimir Putin, and, you know, then it works out just fine for him. But when you start reading through this, it's almost like this is like historic breaking ground, because no woman has ever been the mayor of that city before. And on top of that, the big deal, she's a black woman, and on top of that, she won unanimously. If you just read the headline and the first two lines of the story, you'd walk away and go, wow, this is really cool. We're breaking glass ceilings here. But honestly, there's nothing new here. Absolutely, this is how pretty much every city council, town council, whatever, works in the state of California. You go through a rotation unless it's an actual public elected mayor. It's just hilarious. I'm sorry.
It almost sounds like, did they have the union? So that, we voted unanimous. It's like they voted like this the way the unions vote, or sounded, what it sounds like to me. And, you know, this
well, you know, so every year they pick, you know, like our school board. We have a president every year, right? And so does, well, what they do is you go through the rotation. The next one in line gets voted in as president. The next one in line gets voted in as mayor. This is the, and God forbid, I mean, how hard is this? Of course it's unanimous. I get voted as president unanimously all the time. I was probably the first Italian American again. But who cares? You know?
Exactly. Who cares? And the thing is, it's, you know, Joe, it gets tiresome listening to these accolades about the first black person to do this. It's like, okay, so you're the first black person to do something that a white person already did. All right. Yeah, exactly. The first African American to do this. Like, yeah, white people already did that like a long time ago. Why do you, what is this with these seconds, you know, this,
I we're going to run out of time here, but the one I really want to run by you is that Texas has been reporting almost zero hate crimes for blacks. And when you go through the story, you get to one part of the story where they kind of like try to cover it with a whole bunch of stuff. And basically what it was there was some of these communities were being broken into, and there was a small group of, I guess it was a black kids or whatever that were breaking into these places. But because it was an even split, black kids were breaking into white homes and they were breaking into black homes. So they decided there would be no hate crimes, there would be no this, there would be no that, no matter what they spewed on the walls. And I'm going, wow, okay, you can write a whole book around that one. Anyway, quickly, tell people where to get music again.
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com, and hope you come in and check out our music.
Yes, and donate. Wake up, people. Joe Mateo, your host, be back in a little bit. Don't go far.